is on your terms. I'm Lisa J. Peck, and I'm so excited to help you grow your business on your terms. Oh, yeah. Today, we're going to talk about how to simplify to magnify your business success. One of the things that I've learned the longer I've been in business is the more successful a business person is, the simpler their systems are. It is the person who has been in business for only a few years that run around stressed about how there's too much to do. They have piles of emails stacking up they need to get to, lots of phone calls they need to return, social media tasks they've been meaning to eventually get around to, not to mention the need to balance their books and find more time to get more sales. A lot of people who have been in business for a few years truly believe that in order for them to gain the competitive advantage, they need to work harder, longer, and put in more systems. I have pointed out to my clients who have had that belief that some of the most successful business people I know who have made billions of dollars don't spend all day working harder and harder, but they are often the people who take the most vacations, spend the most time with cool and wealthy friends. So how do they do this? Does their email boxes fill up even faster since they're well known and famous? The client's response is usually, well, they have money to hire people to do things for them. That is true, but that doesn't take care of all the workload. They have to do more in order to have the time off. They don't simply all of a sudden come into money, then schedule a lot of time off. What do the rich business people do? One of the things they do is to put systems in place to meet their needs, from finding and creating templates to some more unusual systems. Like, for example, I personally know an extremely famous man who has made millions and millions, and one of the systems he has in place is to have his assistant remind him every couple of hours to take a drink of water. He wanted to make sure that he drank more water for his health. Now, that may not be something you want your assistant to be focusing on right now, but what is? Could your assistant be focusing on creating your procedure manual so that you don't have to spend so much time training new people? I know some entrepreneurs that are just starting off. One of them has ADD and works from home. Like the wealthy business owner, he has weaknesses, but he happens to be staying on focus.